Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is moving quickly to bring abortion rights legislation already approved by the House to the Senate floor. Schumer's announcement came in the wake of the leaked draft of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision.
Next week, the U.S. Senate is going to vote on legislation to codify a woman's right to seek an abortion into federal law. Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Democrats lack the needed 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster. But Senate Majority Leader Schumer said members of both parties need to go on the record about where they stand. He calls the vote one of the most important the Senate will ever take. Schumer and other Democrats like Hawaii's Mazie Hirono said Republicans seem to care more about the leak from the Supreme Court than the impact of its ruling on the lives of tens of millions of women.
They are more angry, incensed, and whatever words, outrage by the leak than they are by the fact that women of this country are going to wake up one morning and realize they no longer control their own bodies.
The number two Senate Republican, John Cornyn of Texas, took to the Senate floor to denounce the leak of the draft ruling. He said it was intended to coerce justices to change their minds or to prove a diversion from issues like inflation, crime, and the border. Without once mentioning either abortion or the Roe v. Wade decision by name, Cornyn said it's a good thing the U.S. Supreme Court can overturn past decisions.
Prior decisions were set in stone. We would still be subject to egregious, shameful policies of the past, like separate but equal. But the Supreme Court should always try to correct previously decided erroneous decisions. And they have criteria under the doctrine known as stare decisis or the circumstances under which they will revisit that precedent.
Cornyn also cautioned against what he called irresponsible rhetoric against the court. But Democrats like New York's Kirsten Gillibrand let loose with their anger and outrage. Gillibrand referred to testimony by the five most conservative justices during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law.
It is an outrage that we have five justices on the Supreme Court who lied in their confirmation hearings in order to be confirmed. It is an outrage that in America today that our judicial system is so corrupted and so politicized.
With Democrats sure to lose next week's vote on advancing the legislation codifying abortion rights into federal law, they have their eyes on a longer horizon, the November midterm elections. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
They may have the majority on the U.S. Supreme Court, but we have the people on our side. And in election time, they always say, don't get mad, vote. Well, we say, get mad and vote.
That's not enough for many reproductive justice activists. They've called on Senate Democrats to vote to overturn the filibuster and allow a simple majority vote to protect reproductive rights and, at the very least, other important legislation. Schumer, meantime, turned aside a question on whether he'll try to move forward to lift the filibuster, saying the first thing is to vote on the legislation to codify abortion rights.
Once we have that vote, we will figure out the best way to go from there.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin said this week they would not vote to lift the filibuster to proceed to a vote on the abortion rights legislation. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted that lawmakers could protect Roe tomorrow, but that Sinema refuses to act on the filibuster. Ocasio-Cortez added that, quote, hold everyone contributing to this disaster accountable, GOP and Democratic obstructionists included. Ocasio-Cortez said someone should challenge Sinema in the Democratic primary. Sinema is up for re-election in 2024. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.